Mr. Fix-It, of course, you hear every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., but he's here to take your questions, and I think a lot of people, Lou, are actually working around the house this weekend because the questions were coming in fast and furious.
Yeah, myself included. We're getting ready to have family over, and so there's a short list even in my house of things I need to get done.
This person said, I have a two-story home with attached garage on the north side. I need to spray Wet and Forget on the second story, north side above the garage. Hose pressure won't get there. I'm 76 and don't use ladders. My pressure washer won't spray a stream that far.
So the Wet and Forget has this product called Extreme Reach Hose End. And so you do put it on the end of a hose, and assuming you've got, you know, regular pressure in the house, it will spray up to 30 feet. It has two tips on it. And so that might be the way to go. And maybe if you work with the wind a little bit, the biggest thing with using Wet and Forget, especially with on the end of a garden hose, is you want to make sure you wet down all your plants and vegetation first, then spray the solution, then spray the vegetation one more time, and just let the cleaner do its job.
Okay. I have a toilet where the tank gurgles like a tinkle. It flushes okay. What could that be?
It could be a faulty fill valve that, you know, they're all plastic, and over time, the seams and when it was all put together can wear. And so as it fills up, you get a little gurgle because it introduces some air. As long as it's not leaking and there's not any water on the floor and you're noticing that the tank is not overfilling, I wouldn't really worry about it. But if it really is other stuff, then I would replace the fill valve, which is not that difficult to do, but you do have to shut the water off to the toilet to do it.
Someone is trying to balance out a house with three window unit air conditioners, all from different manufacturers. One is a 220 circuit, 18,000 BTU. The other two are in bedrooms each at 6,500. I guess they are having a problem balancing it out.
Well, the problem is that, you know, window air conditioners are essentially point of use cooling systems. And so, I mean, an 18,000 BTU unit is pretty big. And so that would do a very large room, like a family room or a big living room. But the only way that you can balance it when you're using those types of things is to then, along with the AC units, use fans to move that cold air around the home. And that's really the only way you're going to balance it out.
This person says, every 10 days or so, my water is cloudy and yellowish first thing in the morning from faucets and also in the toilets. After about 15 minutes of usage, it's fine. I'm on local city water with a water softener, and neighbors aren't experiencing this random cloudy water. Could this be a municipal issue that neighbors don't notice, or a water softener issue?
I would default to the water softener. I think that what I would probably do is the brine tank where you keep the salt, I'd shut the system down. I'd remove all the salt from it, and I would wash that tank really well. And take it out, use some water and a little bleach, and then a scrub brush on a pole because, you can't get in those tanks. Scrub it really well, then use a wet dry vac to suck up all the residue from there, because you're going to then add the salt back in, regenerate the system, and see if it doesn't improve. If it does, that's the cause. If it doesn't, then I would contact your municipality, and they'll probably come out and test the water at no charge.
Mr. Fix-It, you are a wonder, because if anybody said, hey, I need you to take the tank out, I'd be like, what? Huh? That's a lot of energy. Oh, my gosh. These people said they bought a used home, and apparently the previous owner used some type of sealant on the asphalt driveway. For several years now, I have the driveway resealed, but the sealant keeps peeling off the layers below it. Any idea as to why or what I may be able to use to keep it from peeling?
Wow. I'm going to assume it's an asphalt driveway, and perhaps they use something that just didn't bond to the asphalt. Unfortunately, the only way you're going to do that is to use, there's something called a scarifying tool or a grinder, and sand the whole thing off and get down to the bare asphalt and then use the proper seal. If it continues to happen, that's the only way to solve this issue.
Barb is on line two. Barb, it's a question about bees.
Yes. Hi, Lou. We have some bees that are getting under our eave in our backyard and over our deck, and they're huge. They're like little blimps. They're black, and I thought they were good bees, but now I see they're doing damage to my siding. How can I get rid of them?
You need to strum up some courage, and you're going to buy two bottles of a foaming bee and wasp spray. Now, you know, those are nuisance bees, and so, you know, we want honeybees and stuff to benefit us, but in that respect, in the evening, when you know they're there, you're going to take this and you're going to spray it. Typically, it sprays 20 feet, and the courage comes in. You have to spray it and count to five, because you really have to get it and soak it, and it's a foaming spray, so it expands when it hits it. You count to five, and then you run.
And then you run.
you come back and do it again 2 days in a row, and that should solve the problem. And there's residual value in this, and so you should solve the problem with a foaming wasp spray.
Those are those carpenter bees, right? They drill right through your wood.
They can be, correct. They certainly can be.
Okay, two quick questions before I let you go. Lou, do you have to drain water heaters every year?
If you're going to drain a water heater, it's good to do it right after you first buy it. If you haven't done it, say, in 10 years, there's really no benefit. But you don't have to drain it all. You just need to drain like a gallon to get the sediment off the bottom once a year.
Do you have to put an umbrella over your central air conditioning unit? They said, should they?
You know, if it gets a lot of direct sunlight, it will help improve its ability to cool. But you want to make sure, if you're going to do that, make sure the umbrella is at least 5 feet above where the fan blows. So, you know, better off to just do it from the side. And, it will help, but it's not necessary.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful 4th of July.
You too. Everybody have a safe 4th of July.
Hey, wait a second. And are you in the bear, or is your shoulder in the bear, or what?
Well, I am in season 3 of The Bear. I was an extra, but I don't know. I have to go back and watch. My left ear was in it when he brings out the Italian beef. I was in that whole scene, and I'm pretty sure I ended up on the cutting room floor. I'm looking forward to season 5.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
Bye-bye.